Time for Workout Wednesday with Paul Plakas from Custom Fit. Want to look good, eat good, feel good? Go to CustomFit.ca. Plakas, how you doing?
Doing great, Gregor.
Hopefully you didn't pull a muscle shoveling that heavy snow this morning.
It was a tough one. I actually got lazy. I think I'm just going to let it melt.
Well, you know what's funny? So many people are like, screw it. I refuse to shovel. It's May. Yeah. I refuse to shovel.
We've had enough. We've had enough.
They're like, the shovel's upstairs. It's in the garage. I'm not pulling it up. So I totally get that. A big issue, and I know a lot of people are trying to eat healthier, and it's almost like a lot of the times, like I know that you you deal with a lot of nutritionists and everything like that. Has there ever been, you know, any talk at all to force companies to, you know, to actually put like a proper serving size on the box? Because I know they mention how, but usually it's like a half a cup. Well, no one eats a half a cup.
Yeah, that's the problem, Gregor, is that companies are trying to get away with putting as little amount of calories listed on the box so that people are, say that the consumer who is maybe more body conscious is more likely to buy that product because they think it's low calorie. But you're right. What they do is you have to be very, very careful. If it says, like, for example, I'll use cereal. There's lots of cereals out there that will say, okay, this cereal is 100 or 120 calories. But it's not for a bowl of cereal. It's for 3/4 of a cup. If you try to put 3/4 of a cup of cereal into a regular bowl, nobody eats that. Like a 2-year-old would eat that. So a regular, like a serving size that's realistic would more likely be like 2 cups, maybe 2.5, even 3 cups. So I think to give people a more realistic amount of calories on there would be like how many calories a typical bowl that the average person would put in there.
Who would now? Do you guys in your community, like, do people ever ask for this? Like, is it something that's ever been discussed?
Yeah, and you know what? They always try to get around these. You always try to ask for certain things to be more labeled, to make things more clear, because you know the average consumer, they're not going to sit there and try to do math and bring out the calculator unless you're really conscious of what you're putting into your body. They're just going to look at the calories, and if they're not paying super close attention, they're going to be duped. You know, other examples would be like the PAM spray-on non-stick coating thing. So on the bottle, you'll see a lot of that'll say 0 calories or 0 grams of fat, but that's for 1/4 of a second of a spray. So no, like if you try to spray one of those things for 1/4 second, impossible. It takes usually about 5 to 6 seconds to actually spray a pan. And if you add those seconds up, it's actually 50 calories or 6 grams of fat. But they get away with putting 0 calories, 0 grams of fat because it's 1/4 second spray. So unless you read that in the fine print, you're getting screwed because you're more likely to spend your money on that product because you think it's nothing and going into your body.
It actually says 1/4 second.
1/4 second spray, man. It's ridiculous. So that's why we need to have some more clear labeling. So I don't know if that's going to happen, but the key message for the listeners of the show is that really pay attention to what the calories are listed, but also how many servings or grams of food you're getting for those calories. Another one that I use quite a bit on my talk is the Kraft Dinner, which is a staple for a lot of people. You know, they'll say it's 210 calories for a serving. And then you have to look down there and find out, okay, what's a serving? It's 1/4 of a box. Who eats 1/4 of a box of Kraft Dinner? Nobody. You eat the whole box. That's 840 calories is what you're putting down there. Okay, so it's not the 210 that's listed on the box. So you got to do a little bit of math and just read the fine print, find out how many calories there is per gram, and is that a realistic? Because a lot of times, you know, people are trying to lose weight, and you know, they always say, "Oh, I just had a bowl of cereal," and it's only like, you know, they think in their head it's like 100, 120 calories for the cereal. What kind of bowl did you have? How much did you fill up that bowl? It could have even been a bigger bowl than normal. So really knowing and understanding the quantity of food you're putting into your body and the calories associated with that is very important to some long-term weight loss. And it could be maybe one of the reasons maybe you're not dropping pounds off the scale. You think you're eating pretty well, but you're probably taking in a lot more calories than you think you are.
Yeah, the big one is honestly, and it can be a pain in the rear end for some people. But if you get that one of those silver measuring cups, that's a cup, and you just pour your cereal into that and then dump it into the bowl. I think most people will be astonished at how little that actually is in their bowl.
Yeah, and you only need to do that once to really get an eyeball of what exactly is kind of going into your regular bowl. So then you'll know that. So stuff that you're kind of eating on a regular basis, that's pretty well a staple of your diet, you should probably get an idea of, okay, how many actual grams of this product is going into my body and how many, what are the calories associated with that? And you might be surprised. You might have to either cut back a little bit or maybe switch to something that's a little bit more less calorically dense.
Paul, I love it. I hope you should get on the crusade to change the label. Seriously, honestly, I think it's one of the biggest misconceptions. Basically, it's lying to the consumer all the time.
Oh, yeah, and they're doing it all the time. They're just trying to get your dollars, and they're doing it in many ways. They're adding sugar, adding fat in places you don't even know. So you got to really be careful. Don't think that they're trying to do some good for you. They're looking for your bucks first.